It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and web comments. Our conversation with Dr. Mark Agronin about aging brought this email from Richard Olive in San Rafael, California. He wrote, "Aging is a chapter in life, the last page of which is death. Aging and death provide opportunities for intense compassion and love. After months on his deathbed, my father felt very badly about his daily care needs being met by his wife. Told of his feelings after he died, my stepmother said she would have done it for another 25 years. Danielle McGrath in Jacksonville, Florida, works with seniors and shared this experience. Time and again, we've seen people reluctant or hesitant to leave their homes and move in with us. Within days, our new residents are talking to other seniors, dining with their peers, and really enjoying the opportunity to have socialization. I wish more people would realize the importance of seniors having full social lives. We asked you to tell us what worked when you decided to quit smoking following the announcement that President Barack Obama stopped smoking a year ago. Lee Bonifields sent this email about how he gave up the habit 5 minutes at a time. When I decided to quit, I postponed lighting up for 5 minutes. After a week, I knew I could wait 5 minutes every time, and then I waited 10 minutes between the urge and satisfying it. When I got comfortable with that, I waited 15 minutes. By the time I was waiting an hour to light up, I was smoking less. I may have kept making small steps until I was waiting 4 hours, but by then, I just didn't feel the urge so much and quit completely. But Shane in Boulder, Colorado wrote, "Your show is making me want a cigarette for the first time in months. We're sorry, Shane, and hope you were able to resist that urge. Send us your comments, questions, or corrections via email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name." Talk of the Nation is produced by John Asante, Peter Granitz, Priska Neely, Hansi Wong, Barry Hardiman, April Failing, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Gwen Newton directs the program. Our intern is Colin Campbell. Sean Phillips is our technical director. And he gets engineering help from Kevin Waite, Dennis Nielsen, Jerry Tennant, and Peter Olena. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, political junkie Ken Rudin joins us. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary. Coming up from All Things Considered tonight on NPR, more on the situation in Libya. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi vowed to fight to the last drop of blood in a fist-pounding address to the nation on Tuesday as rebels claim to have captured the country's east. Gaddafi appeared for the second time in a week of upheaval, making a defiant address on state TV amid signs that his four-decade-old regime was crumbling under his feet. Several of Libya's ambassadors around the world openly condemned their government for a bloody crackdown against protesters, while Western nations scrambled to evacuate their citizens. "I am a martyr and a revolutionary from tents. I will die as a martyr at the end," he said, saying he would fight to my last drop of blood. Dressed in black robes and a turban, the Libyan leader spoke from behind a podium in the entrance of his bombed-out Tripoli residence, which was hit by U.S. airstrikes in the 1980s and left unrepaired as a monument of defiance. We'll hear more on this story later today on NPR's All Things Considered.
Now you can get Talk of the Nation delivered to your inbox. Sign up and we'll send you a daily email about how to get into the conversation, what you missed, and our producers' picks for the best segments of the week. To sign up for the email newsletter, go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation, and scroll down to the newsletter sign-up box.